Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find all these radio program and MP3 files. You'll also find a host of Bible videos that are 30 minutes in length on different various topics, and a host of other Bible-related resources that you can look at and have in order to help you in your study of God's Word. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all these services. You always will be warmly received. We want nothing from you. We want you to come with an open Bible and open mind and let us show you your need for have God and Christ in your lives on a daily basis. We are discussing the subject of drilling Bible basics. Today, our subject is the truth, absolute and complete. What is truth? Pilate asked that question to Jesus when he was on trial during the mockery of his trials. It's a most serious question that deserves a proper and accurate answer. Many search for the truth. Can we know it? Where is it found? Are there many different truths? Is truth something that's personal, and your truth is different than my truth? Let's see if we can answer those questions according to what the Bible teaches. The nature of truth. What is the nature of truth? Truth is what's real, actual, factual, and genuine. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, the brethren in Thessalonica were commended by God because they accepted the teaching of the apostles, not of the words of men, but of the teachings of God. What is not real or genuine, or does not conform to true standard, is false and untrue, and should not be accepted. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5 and 6, teaches these principles. The truth on any topic is that which is real and factual about that topic. And it is something that is accurate. It's something that we can believe because we have the facts and the evidence and the testimony to back it up. So what is the source of such truth? God is the source of all truth in spiritual matters. For in God is summed up the reality of all things. In him we move, live, and have our being, according to Acts 17, verse 28. God is true and every man's a liar, Romans chapter 3 and verse 4. And God cannot lie to us, according to Hebrews 6 and verse 18. Whatever God declares, whatever God commands or does is the essence of truth. Read Revelation 15, verse 3. God has revealed all the truth for us today, and it's found in his word. He promised the disciples that the Spirit would guide them in all truth in John 16, verse 13. In chapter 17, verse 17, he said that sanctify them through truth, thy word is truth. And so the process of revelation, it came from the Father to the Son, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, to the Holy Spirit, to the apostles, and then down to us. We can read this for ourselves in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning in verse 9 through 14, where we are plainly and explicitly told that the Spirit of God revealed the mind of God, so we would know, so we would understand. And so if you want to know what truth is, you have to go to where truth can be found. And the source of truth is in God's will. His word is truth, and his word reveals truth. So any biblical subject, whatever subject you want to discuss, if you want to know what God's word says about it, that is the truth on that subject. Whether we're talking about worship, whether we're talking about the kingdom as we did last week, whether we're talking about knowledge, or whether we're talking about the work of the church. All of it is revealed for us in the Word of God. That is the source of all truth. Anything that is looked at outside of that cannot rightly be called the truth, because the truth of God can only be found in his Word. Can we know the truth? Well, that's a fair question. Let's read what the Scripture says. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. How that by revelation he made known to me the mystery that I wrote to you already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. We also see in that same chapter, in chapter 5 and verse 17, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Contradictory interpretations arise from misunderstanding of scriptures. We know the truth when we abide in the truth, or in the doctrine of Christ. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8, verse 32. Knowing the truth makes us free from sin, according to John 8 and verse 34. And abiding in the word requires an understanding and a hearing of it and the obeying of it. In James chapter 1, verse number 22. James chapter 1, verse number 21 and 22. The scriptures reveal, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. And but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. And so we need not just hear the word of God, not just to believe it, but we need to obey it. We need to put it into practice. We need to get our mind around it. We need to come to understand its meaning, and then we need to apply it in our lives by obedience. The word of Christ, the word of God in Christ, is absolute and complete truth. Let's look at a couple passages. First of all, let's look at Psalms chapter 119, verse number 89. And by the way, if you want a commentary on the value of the truth, please study the 119th Psalm. But in Psalms 119, verse number 89, the scripture says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Forever, your word, Lord, is settled in heaven. God's word is settled in heaven. In 1 Peter chapter 1, in verse number 23. 1 Peter chapter 1, in verse number 23. It says, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. And so we can know the truth. We can understand the truth. And the word of truth is absolute and it is complete. When truth is absolute, right is always right. Wrong is always wrong. There's no situation ethics. There's no culturally altered doctrine. And there's no your truth or my truth or a private interpretation of truth. Read 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. Then we can read in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 3, beginning in verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Notice what the apostle writer said, that it's complete, that it thoroughly furnishes us to every good work. Every good work that you or I could do for God is revealed in the word of God. If God did not state it, if it cannot be found in God's word, it cannot rightly be called a work of God. It therefore becomes a work of men. And work of men do not save us. Only the work of God does that. Now, we also need to be able to judge between truth and error. Being filled with the truth gives us wisdom and spiritual understanding. Therefore, a basis on which to judge the right or wrong of anything spiritually. Read Psalms chapter 119, verse 104. I love thy truth, therefore I hate every false way. In Hebrews 5, verse 14, as we read a couple weeks ago, we must be able to discern between right and wrong. And we can't do that without the proper knowledge of God's word. The Bible is our final authority. We must not go beyond what is written. In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6, Paul wrote to the church that they would learn not to go beyond what is written. When men go beyond what is written, they leave the authority of Christ. In 2 John chapter 9, we are not to have fellowship with things that are not found in the Word of God. And we are not to encourage people who teach things that are contrary to God's will. Respect for the divine parameters is what's good and what's right and honorable. Truth is characterized by thus saith the Lord. We appeal to the authority of the inspired Word of God. Whenever I preach, whenever I teach, I use book, chapter, and verse. Why? Because that originates with God. What God says is God's authority. That's the complete truth in that matter. And it must be considered, and all of that truth needs to be considered before we render a verdict on any subject. This is the call for restoring New Testament Christianity in the heart of men. If any man speak, let him speak the oracles of God. The oracles of God are the sayings of God. Where does one find the sayings of God? They can only be found in God's book. They can't be found in the catechism of men. They can't be found in the creeds of men. And they can't be found in the theories and philosophies of men or in the doctrines of men. In Matthew 15, verse 8 and 9, Jesus rebuked the Pharisees and Sadducees of his day because they taught as doctrine the commandments of men. He says, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Why? Because they teach as doctrine the commandments of men. Men are still doing that today. They're trying to replace and substitute what God says for what they think or what they say. That will not lead a person closer to God. Matter of fact, that will cause him to move further away from God. God's word is not to be tampered with. It is not to be added to or subtracted. Read Revelation 22, 18 and 19. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 through 6. And also back in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy chapter 4, beginning in verse 2, down through the next 7 or 8 verses. We need to understand that God's word is not to be tampered with by men. It says what it means, and it means what it says. We either believe it or we don't. We either accept it or reject it. We either obey it or we rebel against it. There is no middle ground. God's word is the final say in everything that we think, do, and act on his behalf on this earth. And if it can't be found in God's word, then it is a theory and a philosophy of men, and it is to be rejected in every way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through me. That's what Jesus said in John 14, 6. There is no other truth except what is revealed and in harmony with the doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ. Any other truth is error and deceiving. Truth is absolute and it is complete. And no one has the right to alter it, amend it, change it, or in their wildest dream think that they can make it better. How could something that's perfect, how is something that's complete, and how is something that revealed the mind of God going to be better by man whom God created from the dust of the ground? We need to understand that all the truth that men need to know in order to get from here to heaven, in order to please God while they live on earth and have a hope of heaven when they die, is revealed in the Word of God. It is complete, it is absolute, it is not to be altered, and it is to be believed, it is to be practiced, and it is to be obeyed. Dear listener, do you know the truth? Have you accepted the truth? And are you living the truth?